Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And he's thinking about tomatoes because Bob Zini's here and he's all about tomatoes. Hey, Bob, how are they growing?
Great. This was a great season. Great to be here.
I'll say it's a great season. How long ago? Well, it was a few months ago you came in and you brought, if you don't know, by the way, you've got to know. You know, you've got to know the Tomato Man, right? Chicago's Tomato Man, certified master gardener. Come on. Anyway, you brought me these tomatoes, right?
Yes.
In these little containers, and I took them home.
Yes.
Just yesterday, we had so many, what's the word I'm looking for, vines? I mean, it was
vines.
Growth. The growth was fruit. It was something like an invasion of the body snatchers or something. I mean, these things were growing everywhere. So we took some over to my stepdaughter and her partner and the baby, and we've got some and they've got some. But man, oh man, Bob, I was shocked because I didn't do squat. I'm telling you, they basically just took over and grew on their own. Is that the way it works?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Most of the heirloom tomato plants are vines. And if you give them sufficient water and fertilize them occasionally, and you have a good growing season, they take care of themselves.
Well,
so let me ask you.
Yes.
Can I ask you, which ones did you have and how were they? How did they taste?
Oh, we haven't had them yet.
Oh,
they're still going crazy. I mean, it's just good. Like, I don't know where they're going to end up. It's like a sci-fi movie, I'm telling you. But I can't wait. I mean, it's got to be good. I mean, the vines are like, they're thick, you know?
Yeah.
They're not like skinny little brittle vines. These tomatoes, they got girth, for lack of a better term.
They got girth.
So I'm looking forward to it.
I did speak to your producer right before we went on the air, and he was extolling the virtues of the black beauty he took home, and he said it was very flavorful.
Yes, Brendan.
Oh, it was absolutely delicious.
See, there you
go. I had like eight or ten of them at this point.
Wow.
That they sprouted up pretty fast. They grew to about the size of my fist. And they were freaking delicious. I want more next season. Like I'm in search of these.
Hey, by the way, if anybody has any questions about growing tomatoes or which ones are best for certain food for sandwiches or whatever, question you have about a tomato, I'm pretty sure Bob can answer it. If you care to call it in at 312-981-7200, that's 312-981-7200. So, you know, we must have had, I mean, there's been a lot of, I think there's been, I don't know if it's an abnormal amount of rain, but there certainly seems to have been plenty of rain over the past few weeks, and also a decent amount of humidity, and sometimes some sunlight breaking through, but it obviously, whatever those conditions I've been describing, they were ideal for the, at least for the tomatoes at our place, to just grow. Do you think that this is something that was, you know, all over Chicagoland? Have we had a good tomato season this year?
Relatively good, yes. The temperatures have been moderate, a few days over the 90s, in the 90s. But not an extended period of 3 weeks where there's no rain and, you know, into the hundreds, you know, which is way too hot. But the occasional rain and moderate temperatures is the conditions you really want for good tomato growing season.
So is this the time of year when people would start thinking of canning tomatoes?
Yes.
Yeah, my grandmother used to do that. What, is there a particular kind that has a that's better for canning than others?
Well, almost any of the ones with Italian names. that's a you know, that's a best shorthand way of saying it. You know, the there's this Castelluto Fiorentino and Castelluto Genovese and the Italian Roma. You know, those are all right. names that indicate that they are good paste tomatoes. And if they're good paste tomatoes, they should be good canning tomatoes as well.
How about the best variety? You know, you and I definitely bonded over one thing, and that is tomatoes in, well, they call them tomatoes. But
tasteless travesties?
Yes, tasteless travesties. I mean, I've had my fill of those. And I don't want to single on any purveyor of foods, but let's face it. I mean, those store-bought things just don't cut it, do they?
Again, genetically engineered, mass-marketed water balloons.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, they're as close to real tomatoes as, you know, sawdust is to foie gras.
There's a clip. I was talking.
Here, let me
to
say
my...
that word right, though. I think I messed up the phrase.
No, you didn't. Foie gras, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Say, well, okay, let's just spitball here. Say I want to have a BLT. Is there one that goes better? I mean, people are into all sorts of pairing, you know, pairing the right wine with the right food, pairing the right craft beer with the right food. How about pairing the right tomato with the right food?
Brandywine, which is a classic heirloom that's been around for a long time and is available from a lot of places, is a good slicer. So a BLT or a hamburger, and you kind of want something that cuts easily without getting all mashed up. And Brandywine is a very good selection for that.
And, I mean, we should eat these pretty much almost right away after being picked, right? I mean,
you bet.
As
soon as you pick it, the sugars start to degrade. Mm. I don't know the entire scientific process, but one off the vine is the prime time to have it.
Right. Well, talking to you always, and somebody who's as passionate about tomatoes as you are, always, and I probably told you this, reminds me of my grandfather, who was a farmer, but he also had a garden, a vegetable garden right near the house, and he was all about his tomatoes. I mean, all about his tomatoes. And I have this vivid memory of him taking his dentures out. Yeah, well, that's
thank you for that, John.
Sure, and taking a tomato off the vine, and I'll leave you with that mental image, and we'll do more with Bob the Tomato Man when we come back on 720 WGN. At 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker with Bob Zini, the Tomato Man, and we've got texts and phone calls, and with the dramatic reading of the texts, here's Brendan.
All right, from 708, I noticed that my tomato leaves are getting to have some mold. I have squash plants growing with them, mold on them too. What can I do or squirt on them, and will it affect the growth of my tomatoes, this mold, and whatever I spray on them?
I am not a fan of sprays of any sort. I would carefully clip the leaves off of both plants, try to separate the plants as much as possible. Tomato plants can tolerate trimming, so don't be afraid to don't be afraid that they're too sensitive.
Nice. Good to know. Do you have another one? Or do you want to go to the phones?
We can go to the phones.
We've got somebody wants to keep the squirrels off of... excuse me, are you calling about squirrels?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Paul.
Hi,
I have
Paul.
Squirrels eating my cherry tomatoes. Every morning I go out and I find four or five on the ground.
Is there only one bite out of each of them?
Yes.
No
yes.
Kidding.
Vermin have an uncanny sense of the exact moment when tomatoes are ripe. It is truly uncanny. And chipmunks, squirrels, mice, all of them. You can prevent that by picking them when they're not quite ripe. You know, in the evening you go out, you can feel it. Oh, maybe tomorrow. Take them before tomorrow because the vermin will get there first. You can also throw netting over them. You can, most places throw the commercial plastic netting that as the tomatoes grow, you just throw a 8 by 8 foot sheet or set of net over it. And it frustrates them, but
okay.
I feel your pain.
Why is it they only take one bite?
I wish I knew. I would gladly set out a feast of one or two for them that just totally consume, but they never do that.
I find it fascinating what you just said there, that the vermin know exactly the moment when the tomato is at its ripest.
Yeah,
that's something. That is just an amazing fact, Bob. That's all I have to say. And you know, first of all, I thought like, well, okay, I'll leave some. You know, we'll have the tomatoes out there, but then I'll have the tomatoes somewhere where they can't get at them. But when I see that they've eaten one, then I know, hey, now's the time. Everybody chow down.
Yeah. The time was about 10 hours ago.
Yeah, I know. Brendan, yes, you
were. Yeah, we've got a text from 217 that says they have cherry and grape tomatoes, and this year it seems they're not ripening as fast or as effectively as they had in past years. Is there any reason for something like that to happen?
If you're in kind of a microclimate where it's hotter, that will slow down the maturation. It'll be slower to ripen if it is hotter there. And you know the city and the suburbs are full of microclimates where it's hotter in one area than it is maybe even 4 or 5 miles away.
7:53, John Landecker talking with Bob Zini, the Tomato Man, and we're just about out of time. And I'm looking at some of the information that you sent over, and I feel guilty because who hasn't? Okay, who out there has never refrigerated tomatoes other than Bob? I mean, I have. I put tomatoes in the refrigerator.
I do it all the time.
But you know, maybe they're trying to con us into that idea that this is a crisper drawer, whatever the heck they call that. You know, and you don't put it in the regular. You don't put it in the regular refrigerator. You put it down there where the special part of the refrigerator. But you're saying no. Never refrigerate it. Wow.
I did. You know, being obsessive, I did research this,
and of course.
The final say from scientific websites that are trustworthy. The final word was just don't do it. Eat them. You know, don't do it. Yeah. Or give them away. You know, make
exactly.
Friends with your neighbors.
Yeah. Well, once again, the best tomato advice available on the planet from you, Bob Zini, the Tomato Man. Thanks so much for being with us again, and I look forward to the next time.
Thank you. It's always a thrill to be here.
Thanks.